hot meat, it's the only thing to eat. The meal to satisfy you from your head down to your feet. The carrot and the cucumber, they simply can't compete with nature's finest pleasure. Hot meat, hot meat. Miss Wilkie had an appetite that could not be denied, for vegetables and fruit had left her quite unsatisfied. A warm and empty space that needed filling up inside with something warm and wide and long. So this is what she tried. Hot meat, hot meat, it's the only thing to eat. The meal to satisfy you from your head down to your feet. The carrot and the cucumber, they simply can't compete with nature's finest pleasure. Hot meat, hot meat. So she went to see the butcher, a man of great renown. His meat came recommended by the hungriest girls in town. It was so plump and juicy, it was famous through the land. And she thrilled with great excitement when he put it in her hand. Hot meat, hot meat, it's the only thing to eat. The meal to satisfy you from your head down to your feet. The carrot and the cucumber, they simply can't compete with nature's finest pleasure. Hot meat, hot meat. He said, for very best results, don't boil it in the pot, but lard it very carefully and handle it a lot. And you must preheat your oven, and when it's good and hot, just pop it in and baste it well with all the juice you've got. Hot meat, hot meat, it's the only thing to eat. The meal to satisfy you from your head down to your feet. The carrot and the cucumber, they simply can't compete with nature's finest pleasure. Hot meat, hot meat. So she followed all the recipe and kept it in all night. And the meal so satisfied her that she cried out with delight. But when she took it from her oven, she observed with great surprise that she must have overdone it, for it had shrunk to half its size. Hot meat, hot meat, it's the only thing to eat. The meal to satisfy you from your head down to your feet. The carrot and the cucumber, they simply can't compete with nature's finest pleasure. Hot meat, hot meat. So come every girl and woman, widow, spinster, bride and wife, if you want the finest pleasures from this fleeting mournful life. A lovely snuggly feeling, a smug and happy grin, a misty light within your eyes, and gravy on your chin. Hot meat, hot meat, it's the only thing to eat. The meal to satisfy you from your head down to your feet. The carrot and the cucumber, the banana and the aubergine, they simply can compete with nature's finest pleasure. Hot meat, hot meat.